This is a great story out of Michigan. Recently, a Michigan woman had an unexpected high school reunion. It's all thanks to a construction worker. Now, get this. This guy by the name of Doug Ludwig was taking apart.
Doug Ludwig.
There's a lot of fun names to say in this story. So he's taking apart lockers in a high school locker room. And then he saw a ring roll out onto the floor. Now, it was a class ring belonging to someone from the class of 1971 with the initials A.O.
Okay.
So Doug brought the ring to an assistant to the athletic director who tried to figure out who it could belong to. So based on the initials, they figured out that it must belong to a former student named Angelita Olivares. I think that's how you say that. Who is now married and goes by the name that is much harder to pronounce. It's Angelita Koladzacek.
Okay. Okay.
They even put pronunciations in here because it's that.
Well, you can't even pronounce the pronunciation?
No, I can't.
Koladzacek.
Thank you. So she contacted this woman who was shocked that her ring was found, and Angelita says that she remembered buying that ring and placing it into her locker, but later on, when she couldn't find it, she assumed that somebody maybe stole it. So she says she's thrilled to finally have it back. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Pretty cool story.
That is awesome. I'm actually looking at this pronunciation. I believe it's actually, the emphasis is on the coal. So it's
coal.
Cola.
They emphasize the Zay.
Coal and the Zay.
Man, that's a.
Koladzacek.
That's,
I got it.
Is that Polish?
Koladzacek. I would assume so.
Or like Russian
something.
Man, I am glad that my last name is like easier to spell. Because that is, there's a lot of vowels in there. Man. Yeah. But
really
honestly, it's a great story.
It's a great story, though.
Great, great story. And that's why it's the happy headline of the day.